Now, the Vikings took these animals to Iceland about 1,000 years ago. How long have you had your horses?
4 years, only 4 years.
Okay, so relatively recently.
Quite recent,
absolutely.
Yes.
One thing I do know about these horses, because I went to Iceland last year and I saw them everywhere that I went, and one thing I learned was that if they leave the country, this is done to protect the breed, if the horses leave Iceland, they are not allowed to come back. So how do you have a couple?
Oh, well, my horses actually grew up in Warrnambool. In the big herd there with the breeder. So we've got three quite big breeders in Victoria, another in New South Wales and one in Brisbane. So there's a few trying to get the breed spread across Australia as well and drum up some interest, and they're a fantastic horse.
Vikings love them because, and I believe one of the reasons that they like them was that because of the, and I'll get you to tell us about this, what's very special about these horses was that the Vikings could travel on long distances while carrying their beer.
Yes. Most important thing, right? Got to carry what you want with you and make sure you have it in the end.
So tell us about these special gaits that the Icelandic horses have.
Most of them, all of them have the tolt, which is a 4-beat gait. It's really smooth. It's like sitting on a couch and you just move through the forest, if you can imagine. And you just hear this really fast beat under you. It's magical.
So most horses have the walk, the trot, the canter, the gallop, and the Icelandic horses have an extra two gaits, which is, you've mentioned,
so the tolt is the other one, and okay, and the flying pace. Some horses can do a flying pace as well, which you catch from the canter, so it's an extra.
So how fast do these little horses go?
Crazy fast. Yeah, any faster than the canter. And they're told they can just maintain a really good speed, which can be anything from a slow trot sort of speed to a fast trot or even slow canter speed. You just do it smoothly for long stretches of time and cover so much distance. It's amazing.
And where do you ride your horses? Because you've got a couple of them, haven't you?
Well, we've got two. We love our trail rides to get out and see the countryside. But also they're so versatile and trainable. You can do all sorts of things. We do dressage and show jumping and cross-country jumping and all sorts.
What's their character?
Trainable, beautiful, sensitive, inquisitive, and one of my two is really cuddly. The other one is a bit more standoffish, but she warms up to you when you got to know her for a few, yeah.
Nice. So it's quite possible when I was a little tyke and I saw these horses around the place and I thought they were Shetland ponies. They may well have been Icelandic horses. But apparently they grow bigger in warmer climates. Have you seen that?
They tend to stay around 13, 14, maybe 15 hands. So bigger than a Shetland pony, yeah.
Okay. And what kind of colours do they come in?
Every colour. Maybe not the Palusa patchering, but all the other colours.
So
brown, green, grey, buckskin, brown and red and white and palomino and everything.
So they're very pretty horses.
So pretty and so fluffy. Very special with the big mane and the forelock and the beautiful poofy tail.
Do you spend a lot of time grooming them?
No. They're just naturally beautiful.
And what about keeping them? Do they have any special needs that are different to keeping any other kind of horse or pony?
They are very easy going, easy doers. They don't need much. Like, imagine Iceland being a very not so green country and they would have to go through the snow to find a piece of grass. So we should not. It's easy to overfeed them, if you know what I mean. So they easier-ish to keep with less feed needed.
And what do you do? Do you move them around different places to feed? Do you keep them locally or do you
have... We have two paddocks at the Dismond place where we keep them. And they just sit there and they get a bit of hay and they eat a bit of grass in the paddock and they're quite happy.
And do you have to move them around or is that enough? Is two paddocks enough for those?
Oh, that's enough. We take them out enough to ride them and give them space to run and with us, with them. So all four of us.
So how often do you get out on them?
I ride most days and then the husband comes along on the weekends and we get go for trail rides then and go for a few canters up the hills and
And yeah. And when you talked about dressage, do you do dressage with them as well? Do you have to wear special clothes and you have all that kit?
I do. Yeah, we've done a few dressage competitions, but they're not your magnificent 17-hand horse with the leg moves. So we won't be winning any Grand Prix competitions anytime soon, but they're versatile, so we can do anything and everything with them. More like a big dog.
So very much a pet from the way that you're talking about your horses. What are their names?
We have Murk and Ploma.
And how did you choose those names?
Oh, they came with them. It's a specific process and you have to register the name on this World Finger database, and it has to be a proper Icelandic name. And Plum means plum, or Ploma means plum.
As in the fruit?
As in the fruit.
Okay. Or a plum ride of something that's very good?
Yeah, maybe. And Murk is forest, as in the name for a female.
Oh, how lovely.
Mm. Uh-huh. But then Murk means dark in Swedish, and I'm Swedish, so, and she's a bit darker of the two, both in personality and colour. So that suits her really well.
Okay. And if people are interested in seeing Icelandic horses, or perhaps even having a ride of one, is that possible in our area?
Yeah, it is. We've got Renska up sort of in Arthur's Creek, north of Heidelberg, up that way. She's got an Icelandic riding school. You can find her on Hestar Viska online. Otherwise, keep an eye out for myself, and we've got a few other people down the peninsula who rides our Icelandic horses.